So I just bless everybody on the call tonight that you would have an increase of wisdom from the Lord, because he gave you your ability to dream. He created you with that ability to dream. He has things he wants to tell you in your time when you're asleep, because your soul goes to sleep and your spirit stays awake. And sometimes we fight the Lord and we disagree with the Lord, or it just seems too big, or it just doesn't make sense to us. So we reject it when we're awake. But when you're asleep, the Lord can talk to you in ways, because your soul's asleep, he can get through to you and have you understand things he's trying to say to you. So I just bless everybody on this call with the ability to hear more deeply, get more revelation, more understanding from the Lord in your dream life. In Jesus' name. Why don't y'all put your hands on your head and say, I receive that in Jesus' name. Yeah. Because it's important.
Yes.
And there's something that unlocks in us. Like our soul, it doesn't make total sense, or things have to logically make sense to us in our soul. And that's not bad. But our soul is created to support us, not to be in charge of us. And when our soul's asleep, the Lord can speak to us. And then when our soul's kind of submitted to our spirit, the Lord can speak to us. But when our soul's trying to understand everything, we just can't quite catch what the Lord's trying to tell us. So that's exciting. Have you had any dreams since we've been doing this, Bill?
Oh my goodness. My dream life has gone crazy. And I've got to say, I'm feeling very empowered to record them. And I will get up like this morning at 3 in the morning. I wake up from a dream, very vivid. And rather than just go back to sleep and think I'm going to remember it, I'm recording these things down. Then of course, when I get up, next day, I take a look at it, and the Lord's really been speaking to me some really personal things. I realize there's words that a lot of times I take as corporate because I do a lot of speaking and writing, but lately the Lord's been speaking just really personal things to me. So I feel like the Lord's doing discipleship with me in my dream life, if that makes sense. It's just it's sort of like a way of growing in my own faith, and I'm just really grateful for it. I thought, you know, we'd get on here and teach some things that we already know. But I'm in student mode here with
There's
you.
Always
So
more with the Lord, right? There's always more. Yeah. And so you
always
have been
more.
writing them down on paper or putting them in your phone, or how are you recording them?
I do. I'm recording them in my phone, and then I just have like a whole file. It's the way I take notes. I dictate things when I'm going down the road. But and I wake up in the middle of the night, like this morning, woke up like 3:30 this morning. And I just got up and I just went over to a chair and pulled my phone out and just started typing everything that I remembered, and then went back to sleep. And then when I got up a little later, I'd take a look at it and I realized, oh, this means something very personal and deep and yeah, very, very cool. So Tracy and I have been doing this. We've been sharing our dreams back and forth. She'll be having one, I'll have one. And we're using this time together to learn how to put some of the tools that you've been teaching us into practice, repeating the dream back, and then really going to the Lord and seeing what he has to say about it, rather than relying on, well, blue always means this and horses always mean this, but recognizing that there are certain themes that tend to appear within our dreams that really speak very personally to us. So it's been really a lot of fun.
That's cool. I love it. I love it. And recording them in a way that works for you is what's important. Recording them is the important thing. Two things
Yes.
For that is that, you know, once when we record them, the Lord knows you're serious now, and he's going to give you more dreams because you're paying attention to him. So he might have given
Yeah,
you
I
dreams
noticed that.
before and you didn't pay attention, and the Lord's not going to waste dreams talking to you if you're ignoring him. But now that you're paying attention, he will give you more. So that's so good. And however you record them, it doesn't matter as long as you're capturing them. Some people do voice messaging in the middle of the night. That doesn't work for me because I slur my words. I don't make sense. But I will type something in that will be a basic outline of what's gone on, so that later when I wake up, I can, and then you remember everything. It's like you put placeholders down that help you go back there, and you can remember you can even see it again and feel it again and hear it again. Yeah, that's important.
I
I love
noticed
it.
that. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
love it.
I'm probably recording way too much detail because it took about an hour to record this one.
Wow. Well, sounds like a good dream. And
Well, you know,
talking about dream
up
life.
from 3 to 4, and then I'm interpreting it while I'm recording it. So as I'm putting it down, I'm like, this. You know, so things are coming, and I don't know what it is about 3 in the morning, but there's something that for me it became very clarifying. And I didn't used to wake up at 3 in the morning. So I know that when I wake up wide awake from a dream at 3 a.m., I know I'm supposed to take a little bit of time with it and then pray into it a bit. So it's
Kind of a
been
night
very
watch hour.
education.
Yeah, it's the night watch hour. It really is.
Yes.
And you were talking about knowing the language of dreams. So there is a general language of dreams, and we're going to go through some of those things tonight, what things might mean. And there's a common thing that these common meaning to certain things in dreams, but that's more of a very, very, very generalized. And they're in scripture, they're in metaphoric language that's very generalized. But each individual has a very, what would I call it? The Lord knows every second of your life. He knows what He created you to do. He knows who He created you to be. He knows all of that about you. And so He has a language where He talks to you about you. And it so what the Lord is talking to you about, Bill, that is your individualized language, wouldn't mean the same thing to me. Because the Lord knows you and He knows me,
Right.
and He gives us individualized language. So you have to be able to look at kind of the broader generalized language, and that's helpful sometimes. And that's what people tend to want to grab onto because it's easier. And that individualized
Yeah.
language go into that real personal time between you and the Lord, and the things that mean something to you that would mean something totally different to me. And that's when it becomes so deep and so personal in the interpretation. So the Lord uses both those things. Yeah. So it's both and. The common dream symbols like your car, but not just your car, your vehicle of any kind is what is moving you forward. If you're dreaming about your house, depending on what room you're in and what's going on, it will tell you a lot about your life. If you're in the kitchen, it's usually about feeding and food and spiritual feeding. If you're in the bathroom, it's about spiritual cleansing, getting rid of stuff and getting cleaned off. If you're in the bedroom, it's about rest and restoration with the Lord, spending time with the Lord. If you're in the basement, it's about foundational things, like down in the basement, you're dealing with foundational things. If you're in the living room, it's just your life in general. If you are in the second level, it's like you're going to a higher level in the spirit. And the higher the level, the more you're in the things of the Lord. And there's just so much in a house. Front yard is usually the future. Backyard is usually the past. And these are the generalization things we talked about. So there may be personal things the Lord talks to you about that's different than that, but these are the generalized things. I learned this stuff from John Paul Jackson originally. And John Paul has a famous dream that got him teaching people about prophetic. And he dreamt that he was like 9 months pregnant in this dream. And he was in the dream, knew, okay, I don't have the right equipment to have this baby born. I don't know how this works, but he was 9 months pregnant. And it goes to the hospital to have a C-section in the dream. And he has a C-section and they cut him open. And he said, I was wide awake when it's all going on. And it hurt. It really hurt. I remember how much it hurt. And then they took the baby out and then they stapled him up. And he said, he remembered, even after he woke up that day, he felt the pain of having been cut open and stapled back shut. And when he asked the Lord, what in the world was that all about? And the Lord said, I am birthing through you. I'm birthing a new thing that has to do with seers. And so it's a C-section, but it was seers, like prophetic seers. And so that's when John Paul began teaching the classes about the art of hearing God and understanding dreams and visions. He wrote those classes for that reason. So because he had a dream about birthing something new. So if you have babies in a dream, if it's your babies, the Lord has birthed something new through you. If sometimes people find a baby, it's somebody else's baby, but they have an option to take it in. So someone had God birthed something through someone else's life, and you now have an option to take care of this thing that was birthed in the spirit. It's a spiritual birth. I remember I was a pastor at a local church, a mega church for about 20 years, and it was time for me to leave, and I didn't want to leave. I had a good position in a big church, and I loved it, and things were going well, and I couldn't believe I got to do what I got to do. But the Lord was nudging me and my husband, it's time to move on. And we weren't doing it because it didn't seem like it would be the Lord, right? You know how you get those things that you know better, but it doesn't seem like it's the Lord. And I was having dreams about having all these babies, and I would leave them for like days at a time. And I like, oh, that's right. I forgot I had a baby. I hope it somebody fed it. I hope somebody changed his diaper. I have no idea where it is. And they were horrible dreams. I wake up feeling horrible. And when I finally left my job there, I stopped having those dreams. But the Lord was saying, I'm birthing something through you. It didn't belong in that church, but I was supposed to take care of it. And that's how we ended up starting Dare to Believe Ministries.
Another
Another common one is snakes. People have snake dreams. I know that there's one time in the Bible where a snake's a good thing and they raise up the staff with the snake on it and people's disease goes away. And Moses lifts up. Is it Moses in the wilderness lifts up? There's a snake on there. That's the one time
Yes.
that I know in the Bible of a snake being a good thing, but I don't know of any dream. And I've been doing this for a lot of years. Snakes and dreams are usually lies and deceit and things of the enemy. And the color of the snake will make a difference. So snakes, they've got long tails, which means they tell lies, and they've got venom, which is like they poison things. So yeah, I would say snakes are never good.
Wow.
And then falling dreams. Have you ever had a falling dream, Bill? Like you're just falling out of control. You're just
Yeah,
falling.
it's been a long time though. Yeah, it feels like everything is going in slow motion, and yeah, that's been a long time though. I don't think I've had a falling dream since I was a child.
I used to have a lot of falling dreams in my late teens and in my early 20s, probably till about 25 years old. There were two ways the falling dreams came. One of them was I was in an elevator and I'd get in an elevator and I'd be in the elevator and the elevator would just fall. And I knew I was going to die, but I never died. You know, they say if you fall and you see yourself dead, that I don't think that's true, you know, but I never saw myself dead or anything, but I knew it was falling and I knew it was bad. And so I had them all the time. That's called a recurring dream. And if you have a recurring dream, the same dream or a very similar dream, repeatedly, the Lord's trying to get your attention about something. He's like, come on, pay attention. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you again, and I'm telling you again. And my dream was just about feeling out of control. And at that time, I was in
Wow.
a cessationist church, and I was in a Christian college that was cessationist, and I was trying to find the Lord in more of life's meaning. And I kept getting in this elevator. I mean, like, I bet it was 20, 30 times I had this dream. And I remember telling myself as I got in the dream in the elevator, don't get in. You know what happens. You're just going to fall. I mean, I was that lucid knowing I'm going to fall. And then as I got more of an understanding of
Wow.
going ahead and doing, being who God created me to be and going the direction God had for me, stopped having those dreams. So, I mean, falling of any type, falling out of a building, falling, just falling. I mean, another one I had was I'd be climbing up a big hill, but it was made of loose sand. So as I climbed up, I just would slide back down. And no matter how much I tried to
Right.
get ahead or get higher, I just would fall back down. And that was the same time in life. So yeah, it's interesting. But those are just some simple
So are
symbols.
falling dreams typically a sense of a loss of control about the situation? Because I can attest to that as a young person, as a child, that was a consistent feeling. And when I think that ended when when I stepped into what I feel like is the call of God on my life, then it sort of felt like, I mean, that whole thing ended.
So you're having those falling dreams because you're trying to do it in what you understood, and when you kind of gave up, you knowing what you were going to do, and you being in control, and let God be in control, and did what He knew He was calling you to do, then you stop being out of control, really, because you're letting Him be in control. Yep, exactly. So I mean, that's just a few of them. That's just a handful of them, but
Okay.
it's just interesting to look at the different metaphoric symbols. Generically, this is what they mean. But remember, you've got an individual language with the Lord as well. So pay most attention to what He tells you that is your individual definition.